Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're in for the long haul. We've got Wicked Ways, 25 pages apiece. Probably going to be some extra stuff, but we're going to bring you the whole thing. Let's see how dark this goes, because we were told it would get pretty dark, and now we're 98, so we're getting close to the 2000 stuff. Let's get started. Oh, now that's kind of neat. Wicked Ways 1. Story so far. After a long time away, Lady Death returns to her birthplace, Hell. And creator, writer, Brian Polito. Illustrator, Stephen Hughes. Colors, Jack Gray and Jason Jensen. There we go. 98. Hell. With Lucifer gone, a vast civil war wages. Attack! The warrior denizens of the seventh level of hell need little prodding for slaughter. Though pitiful human souls make up the largest part of the population of hell, demons and other monstrosities rule the land in the Father of Lies' absence. Kill those lazy demons! Kill these lazy demons! Strike fast and leave no flesh awaiting! Never content, they battle for turf, for territory, or for the sinful pleasure of murder. Guillotine above! Whoops. You seek Vobilgai's favor? Seek it. I will command it. We shall see. Swarm! Ah! Ah! And so it goes in hell, each day a holocaust. Lucifer ruled this realm with an iron fist. None questioned his ways, and not one petty demon forgot the ultimate goal of hell, to tempt man towards the seven deadly sins and turn them away from heaven. But that time, like Lucifer, is gone. Discord, disorder, and chaos abound. Ah! Another village is ours! There is none to stand in our way, not even the myth, Lady Death. We've come far, Lord. Volboglia shall be pleased. I don't know. Volbogliog? Volbogliog shall be pleased. He shall see our conquests, and we shall lead his great and final army. I want to savor our coming victory. Bring the mammals to me now! Lady Death's nameless wolves, what a fine gift they'll make! Valbogliog loves gifts! Let the wolves go. Kill it, whatever it is! When I was here last, I was a victim, a slave of Lucifer. Now I return by choice, a survivor. Lady Death! But we thought you were... gone? Death is never far, fools. Ah! Ah! My inside's on fire! Lady Death! Ah! Your hide will make a great gift for Volbogliog! Witch! They never learn. Gafam! Milady! Blood! Quiet, nightmare. Damn sword. Where is your bravado now that death stalks you? I crave your souls. They will be mine! Ah! 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 Be free! He must be cold. I thought I lost you, my pets, but now we are together for all eternity. You! I spared you to spread the word of my coming. Tell all hell that Lady Death the Conqueror has returned, and tell them hell is mine! Elsewhere in hell. Ha! Valbogliok will appreciate this gift. Guard it with your worthless hides. When he commands hell and the worlds beyond, he will favor us. We will be his warrior elite in the coming judgment era. A war is brewing. A war between heaven and hell. Are you ready? Aye, we are ready! They cannot conceive the scope of the judgment era and the war to come. They lack the tyranny, the vision to imagine the forces at play. Who goes there? Move or die! I am Warung of the Clan Abaddon. We are on a mission for Valbolgliog himself. Clear the way or perish! Who goes there? Answer me now!
Bumbling, angry idiots. I can almost sympathize with them. As a girl named Hope, I succumbed to my fear, my anger. I renounced my humanity and was sentenced here to hell. I resented my plight, detested it. But now that I'm back, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable here. Hell is my home. That's a good Judas Priest song, by the way. And anger? Anger is my tool.
You won't answer my demands. In the name of mighty Valbolgliog, attack it! Kill it!
I don't owe them answers. I owe them death.
Above! Run! Protect the crate!
No!
Crack! Crick! Karoom!
Tink! Really?
Unlock the box! No! Valbolgliog will shred us if we don't deliver it!
Valbolgliog? Again, this name is mentioned.
Lady Death, Lucifer's conqueror, you don't look like much. I heard you vanished.
Gone, but not forgotten, eh?
Ping!
Blood, m'lady, blood! I said quiet, nightmare. I've tried to separate from the sword, but I cannot. That sword is driving her nuts. That's right. Flee! Open!
Ching ching! Womp!
Visago! My vigilant steed, with Visago's help, I felled Lucifer. Remember that? It was even in the movie. How much torture has he had to bear since I've been gone? Above.
She is back. Oh no, you're in trouble. Shut your hole!
Oh, it's Pagan. Pagan, the court jester of hell, is easy to dislike. Sworn to mischief, he is a thorn in the side of anyone who encounters him. This won't fit into my schemes at all!
I thought you banished her, Pagan. She has a temper, that one. She won't be pleased. Won't be pleased at all. Grind you into teeny-weeny pieces, actually. That can be quite painful, you know.
I know, Yak, you worthless toad. I know exactly what it's like to be cut into pieces. Shut up, I'm thinking. See Evil Ernie, Straight to Hell, number 5. Inside the fetid bowels of hell, a cavern rests. But it is a quiet, still place. But it is not uninhabited. The creature who rests here was confined to this place long ago by Lucifer himself, and with good reason. Psst. Ignited by a dollop of Lady Death's energy, something evil is unlocked. Seance's lair. As chief alchemist of hell, Seance ponders the myriad dark possibilities to come.
Boy, oh boy, oh, toil and trouble. What is it, Lord? You've been working feverishly for months in silence. Are you sure you want to know? What I have concluded is not for the faint of heart or demons with strong constitutions. I've checked my calculations over and over again, 1,000 times, but there's no refuting it. Hell is disappearing. And there's nothing we can do about it.
Lady Death's mansion, once a monument to her rule, now a decadent palace of sin.
You heard? Lady Death has returned! Bah! Ever see her for yourself? She's a myth, I tell you! A myth!
Inside her once stately throne room is a torrid scene.
Please, no! Shut up, you good-for-nothing! You'll take your lashes and like it!
When she vanished from hell, the realm fell to ruin. I vow Bogliog was quick to give the denizens what they wanted. Isn't that right, darling? Give the people what they want! And what they want is anything bad for them! Who cares if the Judgment Era? Who cares about Lucifer's rules? Sinners want to sin, and sin will make me hell's new ruler. Ha! Ha 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 ha! If only Lady Death could see her palace now. It's everything she abhorred.
Yes, give me the bad, and make it very, very bad.
Valbogliag! You imprisoned my nameless wolves! You subjugated my steed Visago! You've defiled my castle! Now you will pay, scum! Grr, grr! We never expected you, darling! You're Lady Death, I take it! You'll make a comely addition to my harem! Maim her! I like my females injured.
Aye! Gah!
Your guards will buy you no reprieve. You claim to be hell's next lord? It says, you are out of your league, petty demon. An archduke could fell you easily. Bah! Sin will prevail. What do you know? You're just a woman.
Just a woman?
Yes, just a woman. Content to lay by my feet. You will suffer, and you will like it.
Where are your brave words now, coward?
Ah!
You dare deem yourself ruler of hell in my presence? We shall see who rules hell this day.
Blood, m'lady, blood!
The sword is damned. It has a life of its own. It demands blood, and I cannot resist. Yes, blood, m'lady, blood, blood.
Clomp!
Who's suffering now, demon? Ha, ha, ha! You, followers of Valbogliog, get the hell out of my castle and don't look back. Travel the lands and tell every feudal lord, every archduke, that Lady Death is coming from them, for them, rather. Tell them I'm coming, and I'm ready. Tell them Lady Death rules hell. Blood, yes, yes.
As Valbogliog's followers flee, Cremator Hell's guardian strains to see his quarry. Is she real or a ghost? An apparition? Where did she go?
He hunts me. He believes me to be his mistress, Death. I only wish that were true. Who I truly am, I'm not sure.
How fitting she leads me here to Lady Death's return. Without a leader to unify it, hell is doomed.
Are the rumors true? Has Lady Death returned?
Krakoom! What?
The castle. It transformed. Few could accomplish that.
Perhaps she has returned. Perhaps Lady Demon and Lady Death are one and the same again.
To know her story is to know a woman cursed, steamy, remote, elegant.
He.
Welcome, Cremator. You look surprised to see me. I understand, but let me be clear. I've returned to conquer hell. Are you with me or against me? She is the queen of all that is dead and dying. The incomparable, unforgettable Lady Death. Next, Black Rain in Hell. Wow. Forget the one-shots miniseries, the timely but complex shipping schedule. We're making it simple. In 98, you get Lady Death, Evil Ernie, and Purgatory. Yep, there you go. All right, issue 2. Oh, looks like they're going at it. We know the story so far. There's no need to waste your time with that. Lucifer has been deposed. Carnage and anarchy reign in his place. But here at Hell's Black Heart, in the Fortress of Lady Death, the damned have new cause to become intimate with dread, for the lady has come home. Is it truly you, m'lady? It cannot be I tracked Lady Demon here, not Lady Death. Hell needs unity to survive the coming judgment era. Unity it shall have. Those who are with me shall live. Those against shall embrace the void. And I am not disposed to dispatch them tenderly. You have been ever faithful, Cremator. Have you made your choice? Are you listening, man? Behind you! Look out! You wasted Lucifer, but abandon his throne! And now that hell burns in ruinous civil war, you chatter about unity? Vain, irresponsible, female! Assassination is too good for you, but for decapitating my brother Valbolgliarg! Female, I call brains, I call the sweetmeats. Let the punishment fit the crime! What? Let me handle this obstreperous fool, m'lady. Cremator, indulge yourself. Which is more pathetic, creature? Your insulting bid to injure me, woof! Rawr! Or your misplaced pride, calling that fetid vat of excrement brother.
I'll kill you!
You're letting them get away? Oh, it says remember!
Kill them dead!
And it says, you're letting them get away? Cremator, if you want to be part of my new order. Lady Death asks the questions. I don't know what they're doing there, but yeah. I require the anointment of the Archdukes of Hell. I am prepared to destroy them for it. Your major issue will be Thanatos. As Lucifer's eldest surviving son, the anointment of Archfiend falls to him. It is Lady Death. My gnawing need to be with her has brought me nearly close enough to touch her. But she's grown so cold, so brutal. Can I make her hear that I may never be whole unless I am at her side? The rabble of hell sniff and whisper around the concept of the Judgment War. They have no clue. Nothing in creation will escape penetration. Damn. That's a hell of a rhyme. It shall be the Alpha and the Omega of war itself. I am resolved. Even if I wanted to let Hell's scepter pass me by, I could not. No one else is prepared to do what is necessary at the final judgment. We'll enlist the support of Thanatos to... Enlist? I don't enlist. Those who fail to follow in my wake will perish. True, there is no death in Hell. Yet. But I have ways to ensure endless torment and suffering. Cremator of the Burning Hands knows his mistress has changed. He's plagued by questions, but he holds his tongue for now. While elsewhere in Hell, arcane energies reacting to a spark ignited by Lady Death. Creak! Begin to dance for the first time in centuries, sweetening the sulfurous air of Hell like a luscious, cloying poison. Is it time, my lord? What tokens have you brought to my summoning, love? A wreath of charred limbs, fretting entrails in amber, eruptions of blood fresh from a lamenting heart? Howls of the damned bottled for sharing? or most exquisite your rough thrusting essence filling me like an apocalypse? My lord, my husband, Lucifer, you know how I despise waiting. Where are you? Let heaven and hell be warned. After millennia, Lucifer's first wife is free. While I need an army to bring my dominion to heal. Not to hell, they're in hell. The legions of horrid hell may be evil, but they are not as determined as the damned that I may conscript. Yes, you waited patiently as I added to your secret abundance, enfolding you one by one in the arms of death, till you outnumbered even Lucifer's vulgar herd. And as you feel, so shall you rise, my dear undead warriors. Death calls, and death answers. Now, Creator, answer my question. I will know. Are you with me or against me? M'lady, I am with you. You know, you would have done well at Lucifer's gaming table. You guard your cards closely till your opponent's hand is in the open. But I believe you. You are a formidable ally, and I rue the day you and I clash. But had you hesitated, well, be clear. Nothing will stand in my way. Nothing. Hell is mine. Now let us ride to teach anyone or anything that disagrees the meaning of the word Holocaust. The undead legions wear uniforms and bear arms for myriad wars. The causes they died for have been forgotten. That is not so today. They will never forget the lady, her regal Mount Visago, or her fierce nameless wolves. Where she rides, storm clouds and carrion birds are quick to follow. The end of things hangs heavy in the air. While at the rear of Lady Death's fortress, by the Hellmouth, I forgot the guards. Who goes there, Lady Demon? No time to be artful in my removal of these pawns.
I can't see! She's gotta be... Ah!
To me, malevolence. Why does it pain me so, this need for Lady Death? What am I if she and I coexist? Spreading my share of infernal disorder was sweet while it lasted, but now I have weightier problems to ponder. I have a theory. I must test it, even if it destroys her. Elsewhere in hell. You have heard, no doubt, of the snake that lingered blithely near the tree of forbidden knowledge in the Garden of Eden? Or heard rumor of the flame-colored nymph who appeared to Icarus, promising him all his burning questions would be answered?
Ooh, pretty. So very pretty.
If he would harness his father's waxen wings to fly so very near the sun? Why, even Orpheus sent sweet breath upon his face, just a foot from safety at hell's exit door, and at that sign the tragic singer turned to face his lover, Eurydice, thus losing her forever. Pray you never meet this snake, this nymph, this breath. Yes, my fawns, all-seeing Leviatha, she who is temptation, siren's song, forbidden fruit, personified, has come again.
Dis, Hell's Capital. We had a song by that one time.
I am nothing if not dedicated to my work. There is but one thing I dote on more. Behind my back, some call it my only blind spot. I prefer to call it my love.
Lucifer's war chamber, where the former Archfiend captain his strategic campaign to lure man from the way that leads to life towards seven deadly sins. Leviathan is aghast as this grubby sty of confused intoxication. It seems only sloth is served in new hell. My love is not here. My precious one has set for me a challenge. I'm sure of it. He desires. I seek him in his bedchamber to prove my undying devotion. Which is more inauspicious? The feelings imprinted upon these sheets by all the filthy sows he dragged here, or the fact that his bed is carefully made, as if it were to be used no more? No, my beloved lives. This is another of his tests. He was challenging my love when he forced himself to betray me and allowed slithering seance to inter me in that coffin. He was testing my devotion by lying in the arms of those bitches. Shh, coo, there. They betrayed him. He could betray me 1,000 times and I would forgive. I love him. But I sense a trembling upset in the subtle, But I sense a troubling upset in the souls of this awful. I must penetrate. I must know. Who is she? Who? No. Lucifer, I know you did not abandon me. Oh, a usurper named Lady Death tested the greatest tempter. My love, she betrayed you, banished you. Gone, a scream that made my ears bleed. It's the end. It's Lady Death, I tell you. I told you this was disappearing. Pay up, Farzoof. At least my Lucifer, I know the trial I must complete to prove my ardor. Lady Death must atone for her sins. Gehenna is not a long march from Lady Death's fortress, and the undead do not require rest here. In igneous lakes, the damned who wasted their resources in life burn without being consumed. But even here, they have heard the legend of... Lady Death, please, my lady, please! It is mercy you want, my son? Please! Blood! The soul sword called Nightmare bites deeply into her hand, clinging to her in her moment of mercy. Oh, yes! Yes, blood! Thank you. But we need to drink more blood. Much more blood. Well, it's actually much more blood. No sword of my forge or anvil would ever do that. It is a blade possessed. If my weapon is blood mad, it is well, for I am hot for battle. Let the feeding frenzy begin. Aye, lady, but you know not the price of Nightmare's power. Should we tell our lord she has come? He knows, my dog brother, he knows. Lady Death would speak with Thanatos. Stand down and throw wide open your gates. Well, she didn't even say open. Stand down and throw wide your gates. I shall not ask twice. You move too slowly. You invite death. Enter, lady, if that is truly your desire. A wise choice, Thanatos. Cremator, wait here. You got some explaining to do, Scuzzball. You can get in, like, big trouble for carjacking. I was partying and I remember hitting something. Now I'm in this freaking creep show. Inside of Thanatos' fortress. The trouble is yours, Tiffany, my pet. You summed up your pitiful wasted life when your vehicle stole lives of a school bus of tender babes.
They mean children.
You are in hell among the eternally damned.
I strongly doubt there'd be a school bus of tender babes. Like it's not going to be like the cheerleading. I mean, let's not go that far, because we are talking about a school bus here. Unless it's a college bus. But yeah, okay, let's throw the fantasies away here. Obviously, it was young children that were killed here. And that's why this person is in hell.
You are in hell among the eternally damned, you filthy little animal.
I am. A little bit Scarface-y there.
No, please, mercy! No! Countless others showed you mercy before. You use them. Soul merchant, work your alchemy. I will have that wretched thing she called her soul before breakfast. Oh, they taste good when they're bad. Especially cousins who believe that they were innocent. When your fire sparks their soul, my friend, the sudden realization kicks up. The most intoxicating strain of emotions, then. It's over. I think I shall skip breakfast. I just don't feel like expending the effort. On your feet, son of Lucifer. A lady addresses you. The lady is welcome to sit anywhere. Many thanks for vanquishing the sire, White Eyes. The old man was so obsessed, maiming and tormenting the fallen day in, day out. Drag! Tell you what, directly after my siesta, you and I will kill a while. A few tainted souls will snap you out of your mood. You're not too sotted to see the judgment war is coming. Marshal Seraphim will paint our homeland with our blood. Unless I unify hell. Are you with me or against me? Oh, you beautiful thoroughbred mare. No wonder the patriarch slotted you into his medley of female frippery. Look at you. Stirring up paranoia and prophecy like it matters. You know, Lucifer could seriously annihilate my high, too. Your unification sounds like meet the new boss.
Alright.
Same as the old boss.
Thanatos, the question is not difficult. Are you with me, or are you against me?
You still don't get it. Whatever the outcome of this garish opera you call judgment, it has all been preordained.
Lady Demon, how can you raise your scepter against me when you are me? Ha! We are meant to be one, you and I. I feel it. Slam. When you were banished, I wandered without purpose, without identity. By the harrowing of hell, I let that brat Thanatos annoy me. This unexpected display of female emotion works in our favor, soul merchant. Strike your doleful tune. Steal Lady Death's soul. How else could I be caught flat-footed by this crude assault? Don't touch me! Ah! Now that Lucifer is gone, though, and you have returned, my power is great, but so is my pain. I am hollow, but I see now how I may capture my identity. Lady Death, it is your turn to answer my questions. When I touch you, when our bodies commingle, don't you feel alive? Don't you feel whole? No! And can you be certain that what you need to brave your judgment war is not in me? We belong. Together, this cannot be, or as you are fond of repeating, are you with me, or are you against me? Next, Wicked Ways continues and Divided We Fall. Okay, we've got some more stuff here. We want to thank you guys for making Lady Death number one the number 30 comic in the industry. I mean, Marvel was actually something back then. Let's just be honest. Okay, here we are. Wicked Ways number 3. Getting there, guys. We might get this done by a good 3:15. We'll see. We know the story. This is in memory of Dave Hansen, an artist in every sense of the word, a friend and fiend at heart. Find peace in Valhalla. Let's see. There's a little bit more going on in here. Brian Polito, we got a plot assist, which is Phil Nutman. Script by Brian Polito and David Quinn. Illustrator Stephen Hughes still. And the colors is Jack Gray and Jason Jensen. Okay. Hell. In the foreboding shadow of the Fortress of Thanatos, heir apparent to depose Lucifer. Arr! In diabolic warrior lore it is written, when anarchy reigns, a true master takes hold of the chaos. That was Lady Death's scream! If he survives the chaos, this monster will be stronger. Cremator is a man of few words, but he takes these to heart. Halt! That was my lady, dog! Stand aside or I'll go through you! Ah! If my lady is indeed my lady, I scoured hell hunting Lady Demon and discovered Lady Death instead. Which one have I sworn my loyalty to? I'm sick of the confusion. Kill or be killed. Give me war with foes that are what they seem. Cremator will not get his wish today. In the echoing vault, where Lucifer's son relishes in the suffering of the eternally damned, he shall find Thanatos, his eerie soul merchant, and not Lady Death, nor Lady Demon. Blood. Powerful blood. There is something pure in your wickedness, Demon. But you vex me. I have no time for entanglements. But an obscene thing possessed with a thrashing aggression of both. If you wish to live, stay away from Lady Death. I admit it, Death, you fear me. I have what you desire. Only by merging with me can you ever dare to be anything but alone. You don't know how wrong you are, No! What did I tell you? Where Nightmare cut Lady Demon, I bleed. Can it be that even in exile, Lucifer torments me? Oh, Father would have been tickled by this. I haven't seen such female fury since Lilith Black Dam was ejected from Eden. Soul merchant, procure me the soul of Lady Demon. I'll save Lady Death for dessert. But as the grim figure's leathery hands clamp on the furious demon's skull, Death is seized too. The creature has no soul. She is empty. One question answered. My lady is my lady. As for the rest, as my mother used to say, this will all be easy to understand when our adversaries lay broken and bleeding. His mother must have been a hell of a woman. Crom! Yes. Don't you dare dismiss me. I know you intimately. I know your longing. Why are you cold, aloof, brutal, unhappy? What you need is inside me. And I need you. Imagine. M'lady, wait! If I ever flap my tongue as much as you do, little demon, put me out of my warmth. No! Misery! Oh.
What? Lady Death's Beast, more concerned over her body than his eternal soul? Play your doleful tune. Steal away, merchant. I shall pluck disdainful death like an angel's wings.
Oh.
Eh? Protect lady. Yes, we'll never drink the blood of heaven. If we can't keep the lady fighting, this one will feed us till she wakes.
Oh, stay back. Do you realize who I am? The Archduke's anointed me ruler of hell.
The sword or the malevolent energy possessing it. Fight on whether I am conscious or not. What a horror. Perhaps what a perfect weapon for the true ruler of hell.
Show me the proper respect or suffer the... Ah!
Fall to your knees, Thanatos. You could not earn the respect mustered by one drop of Lucifer's spittle.
Now only your silent subservience shall stay my wrath, slave.
Oh, baby girl, that is a chilling pickup line. Ha ha! After I've had you and discarded what's left of your pretty little hide, that attitude will take you far. Why, I hear Asmodeus is always desperate for whipping girls to replenish his pleasure pits. Ha! Cremator! Resist the soul merchant! Your nerd is stronger than this! Sorry guys, she said. Your will is stronger than his! Ha! 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 Shook!
I expected nothing less than crudest obstinate treachery from you, boy. Your sire would have shown more panache.
I thrashed dread Sirenus.
Or Sirenus, whatever that guy's name was.
Shut your spout hole, woman. I may have grown soft in these challenging times, but I wrestled hell's champions in my youth. Shush!
Did you now? I heard you whimpered for mercy, then while Sirenus nearly choked with laughter, you grabbed him below the belt and squeezed.
Whatever it takes to win. No. No one. Resist. Soul merchant. I'm going to be washing your rancid pulp from my gauntlets for days. Huh? Gone. Coward.
The herd knows the scent of a new leader, Cremator. And Lady Demon?
Stay back.
Milady, even Thanatos' elite guard has fled. Vanished. Oh, well, maybe that was supposed to be first, and then she says, of course, the herd knows the scent. All right. There is a small taste of his father in him. Do you realize when she was injured?
You were injured?
Yes. Whatever befalls one befalls us both. For now, let that be our secret. But spread the word throughout hell. I want Lady Demon alive. Speak, Cremator. What's troubling you now?
Nothing. I was about to say it is gratifying to fight at your side once more.
For Cremator, one crucial question has been answered. And the lady, ever steamy, remote, and elegant, returns to her legions to fill the debt of countless wars with dangerous purpose. The Judgment War is a cautionary tale. Mere words to hell's jaded aristocracy. We lack their noble blood, so to them we are hell's waste product. Behold the price Thanatos paid to learn what we already know. Who is the chosen one? Who will decide the outcome of the Judgment War? I say the Archdukes are ready for their lesson. Hell rallies behind Lady Death.
Death! Lady Death! You are the chosen one.
A little bit of Ernie there. Ooh, I don't really have... Oh, I got some water. Give me a minute, guys. Let me get some water. It's almost 3 o'clock anyway. All right, feels a lot better. Hell has never known a leader like Lady Death. The truth remains, however, Hell has never rallied behind anyone. It's every demon for himself! Ah! Seance, Hell's sorcerer mystic, knows that too well. And it grates at his concentration as he watches new horrors unravel. Help us, Lucifer! Yeah! What, now another stampede of the tormented and their tormentors? These creatures have seen eternity, and it comes to undo them. Ah! Fascinating. It's a shame I can't return here. The splatter patterns of the carnage might prove a powerful oracle. But in moments, there will be no here. Even Leviathan's power to void matter pales next to this encroaching non-existence. Is Lucifer's discorporation at cause? No. Hell was spoken into creation at God's Genesis. God's Genesis, rather. Lord Lucifer did not create. Unless my master, the Prince of Lies, lived a lie himself and died without ever appreciating that dark irony. I have no answers, but in less than 30 days, my analysis will be moot. For by then, it will be as if Hell had never been created. In the Mephistophelian chamber of the summer palace of Asmodeus, patron devil of lechery and lewdness, those archdukes of hell who lowered themselves to assemble do what they do, posture, bicker, and complain till morning light. Besides her obvious attractions, what do we know about this Lady Death?
Lady Demon, not Lady Death.
The meat in my pits assured me that Lady Whatever was one of hoary old Lucifer's baubles. Now the word is, she fragged the old goat. Have another drink, Asmodeus. I told you Lucifer's alive and hiding, the better to spy on me. You think I'm blind, but I know one of you is in league with him. Pray I don't discover who. Oh, please, does the creature come from a family we know? No, she's not of noble blood. I am loath to quibble with fellow archfiends, but this Lady Death crisis seems a conspiracy to steal attention from my new torment implement. Hst, I can't stomach your insufferable posturing. You have succumbed yet again to hostile infighting on the eve of war with the rest of creation against us. Cabal, do us a favor. Go sit on one of your spears till you feel better, huh? What? What are we talking about now? Is there more ingenious wine? The lady eviscerated that minor player and tiresome fool Valbogliog, most artfully, but her rhetoric against the base citizenry is dangerous. She talks of rallying the realm around a sole sovereign. Ha! Dream on, wench! The little sow has assumed command, my dear friends. Can we allow this mockery of... So, what are you going to do about it, Asmodeus? Don't get him started. My peers just... Once, listen to me, you simpering puss bag. We have to make an example of this wench. Archfiend, dreadlords, unspeakable authorities, and potentiates most vile, I bear a message. Don't get up on my account. All I have to add to your little meeting of the minds is Lady Death is coming, and you are next. Later. We must rid you of the sword's curse. Agreed. Onto her fortress in the Stygian Forge of Cremator, blacksmith of the damned, Lady Death faces herself and the truth. What do you know of the blade's origin? Nightmare was given to me by Brock, a troll, Odin's weapons maker. Its well-folded metal issues from darkness, and many other seasoned weapons of destruction. But the spells, the mystic energies to possess the blade, what are they? All I know is I will do anything to be free from them forever.
No! I want to be myself again. Trank, mistress, you will regret this.
With Cremator standing guard, Lady Death seeks untroubled rest upon well-worn bones, soft down in scented silk, and dreams mortals luxuriate in the grace of coming gently to the bed, this bed, rather, though none awaken from the pleasure. But tonight, silk is sandpaper, and the lady shakes like a sick child. It's been an hour, but it feels an eternity. I feel as weak, as insecure as I was when I called myself Hope. Weaker. Nightmare, come to me. Oh no, you would do anything to be free of Nightmare forever. I didn't know we are inseparable. Crawl back to the blade that makes you what you are then. Damn you. No, m'lady, please, don't touch me. Continue this interference and your head will swing next to Thanatos. Ah, yes, it is gratifying to fight at your side again. Cremator, to battle. I will free myself of this disease, but only when hell is mine. Till then, a sword addicted to blood is the least of our worries. Silently, Cremator worries. It isn't the weapon's addiction that troubles me. But the steadfast soldier follows his lady. While secluded in the infernal theater, Hell's House of Private Sorrow, Lady Demon fights paralysis and desperate worries of her own. I burned with destructive pleasure when I was young. I was Lucifer's avatar of perfect evil. Why did I ever question that existence? My desire for Lady Death was torture. But accepting that I am, a soulless vessel is shattering. Courage, my savage beauty! You have been stalked by one who traces the cold trail of the Prince of Lies. And now, if you will give in to temptation, Leviathan's creative power can help you reject the victim's role and assume that of an avenger. And if my vengeance is served as well, then won't that be sweet? What am I, nothing but a puppet with no master? At the Palace of Asmodeus. Archdukes of Hell, I can hear your dining table groaning from the weight of your gluttony. And yet, you seem unable to digest my message. When Lady Death speaks, answer. The Archdukes can't fathom what they could learn from you, m'lady. Hell is greater than they can imagine. Let's exterminate them. For the last time, are you with me or against me? Kroom! Former Archdukes, though true death does not exist in hell yet. This is heresy, Pale Rider. You are condemned by the chalice and blade, by the spear that wounded the savior of man, and by all that is unholy. Oh, bite me, you religious relic. Does she give a damn for your icons? This little baby girl is an icon herself. Ha ha ha! I swear I shall make you beg for it! The Infernal Theater. I am soulless. My desires were inherited from others, but that was the past. I survived Lucifer's destruction and the pain of my untimely division from Lady Death. I will survive this too. Yes! You feel me, don't you? Your emptiness begins to swell with my righteous anger, and I will have vengeance. Inside the Mephistophelian chamber. The rabble will break down your palace walls. You called this summit. You refused her admission. What are you going to do, Asmodeus? Fazact! Bah! Rebellion is the indigestion of the realm. After the rumbling and a bit of foul air, we'll be back to business as usual. Shoomph! Did he really just describe stomach upset and flatulence? Yes, he did say foul air. No, this upstart death must kneel to beg our forgiveness. I'll forgive her by letting her loan me her skull for a goblet, her flesh to line my battle boots. as the foul stench clears.
Come, gentlemen, let us show the lady our true faces. Yes, we weren't made for debate, but for destruction. The wench will know her place.
In the last clean breath before the bloodstorm begins, Cremator remembers his hard-worn wisdom. A true master takes hold of the chaos. You vain, dissipated fools, bow to me and you may retain your meaningless titles.
Rah! Ah!
Eloquently answered, tell me, were you born such superior leaders or did you have to study?
Fwash!
That struck home. Their fatal flaw is their pride.
Ah, ah!
You're more like father than I thought, baby girl. Whatever it takes to win.
Ah, ah, ah!
I am Asmodeus. My tongue has been known to ruin women like you for any other pleasure.
Oh? So please me.
Snap.
By choking on it.
Suffer in solitude no more. I shall show you what you were meant to be.
Ah!
Huh? The brat is mute. She's stunned by our imminence.
Ah!
I shall claim her skull now, my fellow.
You talk too much. Crom! Lady, can you stand?
I will. Yes, my fawns. Her pain is bottomless and so delicious. And now sense some secret. And I now sense some secret within her. Might unlock the mystery of my true love, Lucifer's tragic fate. She is rife for temptation. Yes. Yes, oh yes.
Is she having an herbal essences moment here?
No, I must resist. Finally, we shall save her skull for poor Cobal, my peers. Come closer. Yes, come. We grow very hungry when we have to work so hard. Fizzak! And we know you lords of hell pride yourselves on your excellent blood. No, it can't. It's inconceivable. What you are, little demon. What you truly are. Why, this is sublimely dreadful. This changes everything. Won't dear Lucifer be speechless when I tell him? And won't the heavens shudder? Do you see what I see as I gaze inside her mind? Oh, dirty little girl. But I cherish you still, Thanatos. You have too much of your father in you. He too lost his head with women. But thanks to you and Lady Demon, I'm now intimate with this one who would be death. And I, who have been called forbidden fruit, siren song temptation in the flesh. I now know how to tempt even death. And even death can die. Next, death no more.
Okay. It's been selling out quickly. Ooh, always, as always, nice fan art, right? All right, the final chapter. I guess we'll finish by about 3:30. Number 4. We know the story already.
Peer inside the soul of the notorious diva of death with me. It's an angry soul. Swollen with pride, driven to dominate every rioting hand of hell. From the lowest pit crawler to the imperious archdukes. Lady Death! Only a soul with such an exquisitely deep well of pride would dare wield the nightmare sword.
Milady, wake up!
For every time the lady uses it, nightmare comes one cut closer to stealing her delicious soul! But before the blade consumes her, you can trust me, Leviatha. Lady Death will suffer. Watch.
Lady Death is unconscious, but the damn blade keeps her upright. I might wonder why she bothers to keep her loyal cremator at her side.
Were I not confronted by the furious Archdukes of Hell, alone.
Blood!
Come, Cabal, you gutsy bastard. I'll give you a fight Hell's scribes will call the Massacre of the False Lords of Hell.
Your stench offends your betters, brute. On your knees for decapitation. Observe, my peers, the wench is stunned by our glory. Yes, and her dead legions are still too. Now to collect that pretty little trophy skull.
If we don't protect the lady from the bitter bureaucracy of hell, we'll never gorge ourselves on the blood of heaven.
Keep your distance, lumbering mammal.
Summon others, brothers and sisters. We are many. We are many. It would seem nightmare like the young rebel who holds it doesn't even pretend to respect tradition. And if its serpentine ghosts seemed numerous before, now they attack in an unrelenting torrent. I have to admit, the carnage is fun.
Yes!
If we had to, we could multiply till there was no room in hell for anything but us.
Yeah! Save a few victims for me, vile creatures.
The Archdukes didn't lie when they proclaimed they had the most excellent blood.
Stand your... Cowards! Fall back by the 8 vectors of the Maelstrom. Begone!
You think you can play the warlord over primal chaos, Cabal?
Scum! We shall see when our darkness swallows you whole.
And while Cabal's soul enters nightmare, Lady Demon awakens in Hell's Infernal Theater. Did I dream? I heard tantalizing singing in my head. That was Leviathan's voice ripening the little demon for dark treats and dangerous new intent. Observe. It's all so simple now. I fought to make Lady Death want me, but now I know all I needed was a soul. A soul, the one gift the Prince of Lies could not bestow me at conception. Ha! I remember Lucifer said souls come very cheap, or came very cheap, rather, from a place called Earth. And when Lady Demon awakens, so does Lady Death. No, I must cremator! What happened? M'lady, as usual, you left no foe standing, and your vampire sword spared me for now. At last, hell is mine. Oh, pretty. Pretty magic. As I said, a proud soul moves this child who would be death. Her arrogance inflames me. Breaking her will be delicious pleasure. First, let the ashes of her supposed victory revive to humble her.
Lady D, your revolution rocked, I mean it, doll. Till you made mother angry.
Mother? What? Impassive. Does she know no fear?
Show yourself, mother.
Black-winged hell angels, fly, fly, my brothers and sisters. So your unseen hand rendered me unconscious as I faced the Archdukes. For that indignity, mother, I promise you, after we ravage your little amusements.
Listen to the lady. Free reign. Slaughter is served. Lady Death. They're so nice. We get to kill them twice.
And her mystic blade nightmare will find torment appropriate for a craven manipulator like you. Oh, you move in wicked ways. You charge into the unknown, propelled by the will to survive at any cost. But I know tonight's bloodbath has you pondering. What wouldn't that sword do to protect you? And what chance you stand against nightmare, Oh, now you hide behind telepathy, huh? I should be away saving my beloved. After all, your soul's already condemned to nightmare.
But I want to watch you face the truth. Truth that will be fertile ground for despair and downfall. I'll embrace your truth when you show yourself and embrace your death. Ah, girl. Oh, excuse me. That's the wrong voice. Ah, girl. I thought you'd never ask, but don't lie to Leviathan. Every chance,
power,
you ever had to embrace truth
matches desire. Power,
you escaped it, matches desire. Ah! Back, cremator, I'm under psychic attack. You denied the truth here in Lucifer's bedchamber. He offered you gifts and pride and anger. You betrayed him. He deserved what? The Nexus. So you have mastered teleportation. The Nexus was ever an obstacle crippling your ambition, yes? And yet stony, aloof, seemingly immortal Lady Death never considered how truly crippling it was to be ignorant of the subtle but powerful foundation of her origin. Your point, if you have one. Though the Master did not realize, he brought his nasty little thought, Lady Death, to life. Here's the crucial question. I'll make it simple. Who spit in the Lucifer's face in this pit? A cold, imminent goddess? Or was it a lost soul? A child, really. A human girl named... Lady Death began as Lucifer's dark dream. Once I thought of giving you a merciful death. You are laboring to change my mind. Oh, it basically says Lady Death began as Lucifer's dark dream, and then the Master... Okay. And then, of course, she was going to say a child, really, a human girl name, and then she was going to say Hope. And yeah. All right. Enough talk. Give us someone to eat. Nightmare. This thing may lead us to our mysterious... It's not a thing. It's a fawn. Don't harm it. You're omniscient, mother? I have doomed fiercer adversaries without lifting a finger. Yes, but you have never met Leviathan, temptress and transformer. First bride and only true love of Lucifer and... And while you chatter about yourself, the judgment war approaches. Kindly die and bore me no longer. Oh, oh, your war games and vain powers are nothing to me. Though it was your arcane energy that freed me from my prison of eons, letting me love my lord once more. I do not like you. She's wicked. Oh, very wicked. Look into your willful soul. Look into your mind's eye.
Huh?
Shudder. The fortress, my lady? Where?
Tomb.
At the cost of your transgressions.
Wrench snapped. Wrench, crack, snack.
A grim fairy tale you call survival. No, we'll try this one again. Observe your self-satisfied fortress. In truth, it's a prison from a grim fairy tale. A grim fairy tale that you call survival. I like the ending of such stories best, don't you? Let's see. Interlude. Cain's Mark. Hell's accommodation for murderers. Love murderers in hell, we do. Make 'em right at home. Guard! I must inspect the souls from Earth. Lady Death's orders. Got paperwork hot stuff? Bah! Snacked! Inside the halls of Cain's Mark, torment is forever. No, don't belong here.
Silence!
You're getting what you gave in life, animal! I repented. Couldn't kill.
Cracked.
Couldn't kill. I was killed. Ah,
A fresh soul still warm from violent death. You'll do. Repented! Instantly, in a luxurious mansion secluded on lush land just north of San Francisco. Amidst the grim aftermath of a desperate exchange of gunfire. Repented! Don't belong in hell! A little piece of Kane's mark comes to Earth. Meet Cheryl Montessori, who for the last 3 minutes has been a corpse. I'm alive! I saw hell and somehow survived! But my life won't be worth a dime if my former associates see me moving. They wasted me for trying to abort tonight's assassination. They won't hesitate to nail me again. And so Cheryl hurtles into the night, into a dark future unaware of just what she acquired during her brief stay in hell. Who says only Cain's mark can make that claim that torment is forever? End interlude. The Pit, Hell. Leviathan, in your next life, take my advice. When a liar like Lucifer uses you, forget him. Take her! Continue to abuse others with your twisted misery, and you will never escape it. Not pretty. Lady Death, your soul is fixed in evil by willful pride, but nobility within you stirs my sympathy, for you face a harrowing no one in hell has known. This one is potent, and the souls that resist strongest are always the most savory, but remember, we are many. Die well. You want me to do this. Nah! The hard way, don't you? You will not atone unless your spirit has been utterly broken and there is no other way. I could uncreate you in my void, but where is the pleasure in that? Far more sweet, I think, if you will not acknowledge the truth to make you live the truth. You were Lucifer's fantasy. In his eyes, you were the paragon of womanhood and goddess death divine. And you know the biggest jest of it all? Poor dear Lucifer believed he could not create. Yet unconsciously, he gave death life. But remember, Lady Death was still nothing but a living thought until a fierce little thing called hope spit into Lucifer's face. Lucifer? Was I struck down in battle? I had the strangest dream. Hope gave Lady Death a soul to cling to. Clever, clever and pretty. Death, be not proud. Be gone. Without the soul of hope, you are less than nothing. You claim hell is yours, but the weight of your ambition rests on the shoulders of a peasant girl. Live as that girl if you can, and you will understand. What are you doing? To be mortal flesh in hell. What must that feel like? Well, my dear, you'll know soon enough, or as you said so eloquently, die well. A human hope against hell? Now that sounds like a party. Ha 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 ha! Next, believe it, the harrowing. Things are getting really interesting now, guys. So my question to you is, how do you like the Lady Death ongoing series so far? Let us know what's on your mind. Do you have suggestions or comments? Oh, that's cool. Lords of Chaos. Doomsday and the Lords of Chaos. Soul Merchant. Oh, I like that. That's really cool. They did a live one. All right, guys, that's it. That's all we have. So that was the unexpected demise of Lady Death. Not so much the demise, but I guess you could say the end of her powers, I suppose. I mean, I don't know if she can even wield Nightmare. Nightmare seems to have a mind of its own now. It seems to have taken over. Remember, it said that it could fill hell with nothing but itself. That's how powerful it is. And of course, now we've literally got her mother that's just all powerful.
And it says, she was the paragon of sensual desire. She was the last woman you would ever want to meet. She was Lady Death. Was? Yes, the indomitable diva of death has been stripped of her mantle, powers, and allies. With only her will, her wits, and her blood-craving sword nightmare, mortal hope must discover the true source of Lady Death's power, for all of hell is against her, and heaven's seraphim assassins are on the way. This key issue premieres The Harrowing, a series within a series by Chaos creator Brian Polito's powerful hand, pick creative team of David Purgatory Quinn and Mike Wonder Woman Deodato Jr. So it's new people. Okay. Looking forward to that, guys, as we move closer into the millennium, the 2000s stuff. All right. So I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with... I'm not real sure. We'll look at it and I'll tell you. All right. But at any rate, I'm out. Hope you guys enjoyed this very interesting arc. It seems like they always find some way to bring Lady Death a new threat or menace.